Hare Krishna. Shilpakarini Devidasi is asking, how much can you take? She quotes Kunti Devi, who in her beautiful prayers to Krishna when he's leaving Hastinapur says, Vipada Shantata Shashvat Tatra Tatra Jagat Guru Bhavato Darshanam Yatsya Dapuna Bhavadarshanam. Please let calamities, so many calamities that she's listed, that Krishna has protected them. She said, let these calamities again come again and again, because then we become absorbed in thinking about you. And by thinking about you, we are absorbed in your association. And it's the means by which we can actually see you. Either Krishna appears directly to save them, or it becomes the means by which we become fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna and see him within our mind's eye. But Shilpakarini's question is, all right, that's fine for Kunti Devi. Her personal experience is that she does her service much better when she's peaceful, rather than when she's constantly under some kind of stress, difficulty, and so on. So what about that? The immediate answer would be is that Krishna is the one who really determines what our service is. And sometimes we may think one thing is our service, but Krishna may think that, well, being in a position of adversity, being sick, having to deal with some life crisis, this is our service, because this is the calling that Krishna has placed before us. This is the impediment that Krishna has placed before us to step over. And by doing that, we serve him in different ways. We accept what he gives us, for one, which is what the Mukti Pari Dayabak verse is about, that if someone accepts all these reverses in life, then he becomes qualified for liberation. So that acceptance has to be there. The other is that it may also be a suitable example for others, because ultimately we're taking example from Kunti Devi and the Pandavas and so many other great personalities, Prahlad Maharaj and so on, as to how to deal with the reverses. And of course, they're historical figures, Bhagavatam figures. Krishna also wants real-life examples that devotees can see in their own personal history, not something in the past, but something at the present. How do they respond? Therefore, that may be our service. And as far as how much can you tolerate, how much can you take, how much can we take? That's what the Muktipade verse says. Tutikshu, or tolerance, means that what Krishna gives us, what fate gives us, what our karma gives us, we accept that without complaint. The thing is that we need to be spiritually fit to accept it. And that's why we shouldn't neglect our spiritual practices. We shouldn't let the opportunities go by neglected. We shouldn't be indifferent, callous, or inattentive to our devotional practices. But if we are attentive, then certainly we will receive challenges that we are capable of surmounting. Otherwise, it may be very difficult for us to deal with those. And we see how people in the material world, when things become too much, then they take to all kinds of artificial ways to deal with those problems, drugs and so many other things. So we want to escape. But there's no escaping from the material world, and there's certainly no escaping from Krishna either. Ultimately, we need to, like Draupadi Devi, throw up our hands in the air and just call on Krishna and depend on him, and have that conviction that if we do, then nothing will really be too much. Hare Krishna.